Hey y'all, what's up you guys? My name is Regina, and this is...
Gina.
And...
Chris.
And welcome to our podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about self-driving cars and their pros and cons.
Today, we'll be bringing up the questions. What are your thoughts on self-driving cars? And will there be any... will we be able to handle them?
Are they essential to us? And what should innovators and entrepreneurs take into consideration for these self-driving cars?
And how fast should innovators respond if there was an accident?
Now we'll be taking a few phone calls from people from LHS, asking them on their own opinions on self-driving cars.
Hi, Katie. So Hi. We're gonna ask you a few questions about self-driving cars. So,
Alrighty.
What are your thoughts about self-driving cars and why?
What I thought about?
Yeah.
Self-driving cars are interesting. It seems like a good idea, but at the same time, it seems really dangerous because, like, I know there's safety precautions and everything, and they're doing the best that they can, but, like, what happens if, like, they end up hitting something and it was a person or, like, a car mistook it for, like, a box or something? I don't know. I've heard stories like that, and it's freaky to me. And also, they're talking about, like, self-driving trucks and, like, it just seems like it couldn't possibly know everything about, like, the roads and everything, and, like, cues, or... It just seems kind of like a bad idea, actually.
What should innovators and entrepreneurs, like, take into consideration for these self-driving cars? Like, do you think we really, like, need them? Do you think, like, we'll be able to handle them if they actually do come out?
I don't really think we need them, honestly. I mean, if it's a really good idea, for example, for, like, disabled people, and people who can't drive, but otherwise we wouldn't really need them, and it's just kind of like a unnecessary, like, safety precaution kind of thing, because, like,
That's a good answer. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Gladwin.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, so, let me ask you a couple questions, all right?
Okay,
first of all, what are your thoughts of self-driving cars?
I think self-driving cars is kind of, like, a hard topic to answer, but I think it's somewhat of a good idea, since, again, there are people out there who just aren't exactly good at driving. However, there's the idea that if computers or, like, if the self-driving car itself was faced with a problem, they can't, like, answer or, like, you know, like, say, like, there's two, like, roadblocks in a path, and I thought the only way to pass that roadblock is to go through, like, a child, because say there's a child just kind of standing there. The car would have to choose the correct path as to which to sacrifice the person in the car or hit a bystander, which isn't exactly a good idea.
Yeah,
so it's sort
right.
of like a mixed. Yeah, it's sort of like a mixed thing. And it all depends on, like, the situation. But overall, I think it'd be a good idea.
Okay.
If like multiple cars, like this is like every single car was self-driving, because then all the cars would be able to, like, know that, like, oh yeah, there's another car next to me. I'm just gonna go on this route. You know, like, if every single car had that idea, then everything would be programmed like that, and everything would be faster and easier, like, for us.
Yeah, like, yeah,
you know,
I get it.
Everything's automated. Yeah.
All right, so the second question I'm going to ask you is, how fast should innovators respond if there was an accident?
If there was an accident, I think innovators should immediately respond, since then that's like a time for them to capitalize on a problem, like, within their, you know, their project. Like, as soon as an accident happens or occurs, or if multiple accidents occur, like, in a short span of time, they should be answering extremely fast so that they're able to, you know, better their project and their cars and make, you know, self-driving cars, like, better for everyone. And as soon as they're able to do that, you know, the better it is for everyone, the better it is for them, and self-driving cars would become, like, way more reliable.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gladwin.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what are you guys' thoughts about self-driving cars?
Well, in my opinion, self-driving cars, I feel like they will be useful in some ways, like for disabled people, but I don't think that they are smart enough to know every single road and like what comes onto the road or anything. And I honestly don't think that they're really that essential to us as human beings. Like, I feel like it's an excuse for laziness, to be honest.
Really good, Gina.
Thank you.
I think that self-driving cars are cool, but it just sounds really scary to me. Like, what if one mishap happens and it could lead to multiple? If you were going to have self-driving cars, then the whole road should have self-driving cars in order for it to be safe, in my opinion. I feel like everybody on the road should have self-driving cars because multiple people are terrible drivers in the first place, as being a passenger rider for, well, with my parents for multiple years. In the end, I think that they're very cool and could be used in the future if everyone had them.
Okay, so in my opinion, I believe that if you're getting rid of the human thought when you're getting self-driving cars. Like, you're looking at the road, but you're also just looking at humans in general, looking at people on the crosswalk, looking on the street to see if they're going to cross randomly, like jaywalking. If you have a self-driving car, they're not going to know if someone's jaywalking. Mm-hmm. Unless they're looking at everything at all times. Or they can't even tell if it's just an object down the street. Like a cat, a dog, a trash can, just driving down the,
yeah.
street. You can't really tell. So self-driving cars, they're just going to be there. They're not going to be telling like this person, oh, that's a human in front of us. That's not a car. That's not a person. That's something.
In conclusion, this topic has many positive and negative outcomes. In the article, The Science of Self-Driving Cars by the Franklin Institute, it basically states multiple pros and cons between this topic. One of them being, self-driving capability will add benefits to our whole society, such as providing transportation for people who are otherwise not able to drive because of age or physical impairment, which is both exciting and meaningful.
In the same article, it also states, while technology and capabilities continue to evolve towards making autonomous vehicles a reality, there are some hurdles right now. Autonomous cars are legal in only a few states in the U.S. as regulators weigh how much to best ensure they are safe interaction with standard human-driven vehicles.
Well, this is our podcast. Catch you on the flippity flip!